Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Our Best Bank is proud to have been voted Best Bank by the readers of the Baxter Bulletin for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping Baxter and Marion County residents find financial solutions for life. Stop by a branch or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the customer service and respect that you and your family deserve.
Equal housing lender.
Well, it will be Kyra Penn jumping center for Mountain Home. For Paragould, Zoe Beasley will try to win the tip. Now the officials are talking to Mountain Home on the there by their bench. For what reason, I am not completely sure. But there's it's like some sort of issue that they are concerned about. I don't know if it's on the floor. I see him pointing up to the ceiling. I'm over across the way from the bench, so I don't know what exactly they're conversing about. But there seems to be something that they're discussing. And what it is, I don't know. Well, they've got it. They must have got it resolved, whatever it was. Now the ball is up in the air. The tip is controlled by Paragould. They are moving right to left in this first half. Here is Bringard into the front court. Mountain Home starting off in a man-to-man defense. Zoe Beasley has it on the left side. She gets it down into the paint to Taylor Beasley. Her layup no good, but she draws contact and immediately heading to the free throw line as we are just 11 seconds into this contest. That foul is on Emma Martin, her first personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the first half. So Taylor Beasley at the free throw line. And she gets the first one, so Paragould will strike first. And second one rolls around and goes in. So an early 2-0 lead for the Lady Rams. Here's Martin into the front court for Mountain Home. Gets it to Husky on the right side, and a foul is going to be called as it was Blythe Benefield just barreling over the screen there. That is her first personal foul, team foul number one against Paragould. Inbound pass goes to Husky. She has the ball on the right wing. Paragould in a zone. Well, now they're switched back to a man-to-man. Now Martin has up near the top. She'll set up the offense. Martin drills toward the right side, gives up top to Husky. Now she dribbles toward the left, now goes back up top, gives it to Martin. Martin drills between the circles, drills over toward the left side, gives it to Gilbert, who dribbles up to the top. Now Penn has it, finds a cutting Husky going into toward the lane. Her shot was blocked by Hollis, and Paragould comes up with the basketball. Here's Benfield into the front court. She has the ball on the left wing. Now she's drilling down into the lane, going up for the layup. It rolls around and goes in. By Benfield just blew by her defender, Kate Gilbert, to get that layup there. 4-0 Paragould on top. Here's Martin throwing it down to Penn on the low block. She puts up the shot off the glass. No good. The ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Paragould. And Mounts Home will inbound it with 6:44 left in this opening period. Lady Rams with an early 4-0 lead. Gilbert will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Martin on the right wing. She'll drill up between the circles. Has the ball knocked away, but now gets it back. Here's Husky with it on the right side. Husky throws up top to Foreman. Over to Martin on the left. Martin dribbling in towards the lane. It's going to pull up for the running jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Zoe Beasley. Here's Brentgard into the front court for the Lady Rams. She'll dribble to the left wing. Gives it there to Benefield. Up top now to Zoe Beasley. She'll drill towards the right elbow. Throws over toward the left corner to Brentgard. Brentgard drilling into the lane, going up for the layup, off the glass and in. And Dale Leonard is not liking what he's seeing, so he's going to call a timeout. We'll break with 6:07 left to play in the first quarter. It is Paragould leading Mountain Home 6-0. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, the last two baskets for Paragould, they were just able to blow by their defenders and get the easy layup. So they lead 6-0 now. Here's Martin with the ball on the left wing, throwing it to Gilbert. Now ball's over on the right side with Husky. It's being double-teamed. Now gives up top to Penn. Over to Martin on the left side. Martin drills towards the top, gives it there to Foreman. Over on the right, it goes to Gilbert. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's knocked around, controlled by Penn. Mountain Home will keep possession. Here's Gilbert with it on the right side. Gives it up top to Foreman. Over to Husky on the left wing. Husky is trying to avoid the double team. Now gives it up top to Penn. Over to Martin on the right. Martin tries to give it to Penn. Pass was knocked away and stolen by Taylor Beasley. First turnover against Mountain Home. Taylor Beasley has the ball in the front court. Now throws up top to Zoe Beasley. Back over to Taylor Beasley on the left. She'll take the screen, drill down into the lane, going up, trying to go up for the layup. Ball is knocked away, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Martin, and so Perry will inbound it on the baseline with 5:13 left in this opening period. 6-0 Lady Rams on top. Taylor Beasley looking to inbound it, and she gets into Blythe Benefield. She dribbles between the circles. Now goes back over to the left wing. Now she drills down into the corner, kicks it out on the wing to Hollis. Hollis's three-pointer, good. Galissa Hollis with her first 3 points of the night. 9-0 Paragould leading it right now. Less than 5 minutes left to play. Back the other way, Peyton Husky dribbles down into the lane, gives it there in the paint to Foreman. Her jumper goes off the glass, rolls around, and falls in. And Mountain Home is on the board. 9-2 Paragould on top. Ball goes into the left wing to Benefield. Trying to decide where she wants to go with it. Now she drills towards the elbow, kicks over on the right side to Taylor Beasley. She takes a screen and an illegal screen against Paragould. That is called on Zoe Beasley. Her first personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Rams, and their first turnover of the night. 4:23 left in the first quarter. Now Tome gets the ball back, trailing 9-2. Husky will inbound it to Martin. Martin will walk the ball across the timeline. Dribbles to the left wing, throws it up top to Gilbert. Gilbert gives it to Husky on the left side. Finds Penn on the low block. She's going up for the running jumper. Shot was blocked. Gilbert gets the ball back, puts it off the glass and in. Kate Gilbert with a good good job at chasing that ball down to get the layup. That's her first 2 points of the night. 9-4, Paragould on top. Less than 4 minutes left in the first quarter. Ball's up top with Hollis. Over on the right side to Benefield. And another offensive foul on Paragould. Away from the ball, that is on Zoe Beasley, her second personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Rams, and their second turnover of the night. Zoe Beasley is going to have to take a seat as she's replaced by Kelsey Dupuy, a 5'10 senior. 3:49 left in the first quarter. Paragould leading 9-4. Martin across the half-court stripe. She dribbles to the left wing. Throws it up top to Gilbert. Gilbert trying to decide where she wants to go with it. Finds Foreman near the left elbow. Gives out on the wing to Martin. Martin drills towards the paint. Kicks out to Husky near the right corner. Over, out on the wing it goes to Gilbert. She'll take the screen from Penn. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Kate Gilbert with her first three of the night. And just like that, Mounts Home is on a 7-0 run. And they have cut Paragould's lead to 2. 3:10 left in the first quarter. Here is Bryn Gard across the timeline for the Lady Rams. She dribbles to the right wing. Throws it down in the corner to Benefield. Mounts Home once again in the man-to-man defense. Benefield dribbles toward into the lane, going up for the layup. Shot was blocked, but a foul's going to be called on Kate Gilbert. And so a two-shot opportunity coming up for Blythe Benefield. That is Gilbert's first personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Bombers. So Blythe Benefield at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 2 points so far this evening. First shot, no good. 2:54 left in this opening quarter as Benefield has one more free throw. Second shot is up. And good. She gets one of two. She now has 3 points. 10-7, Paragould on top. Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Drills to the left side. Gives it to Gilbert up at the top. Over to Husky on the right side. Back to Gilbert. Now Gilbert drills to the right wing. Throws up top to Foreman. Over to Martin on the left. Martin takes the screen from Foreman. Finds Foreman going down into the low block. And she's going to be called for the travel. Second turnover against Mountain Home this evening. 2:35 left to play in the opening quarter. It's a three-point Lady Ram lead. Brengard will walk the ball into the front court for Paragould. Throws it over on the left side to Dupuy. Now Brengard has it on the wing. Up top to Dupuy. Over on the right side now to Benefield. Now an offensive foul. Another offensive foul away from the ball. Calissa Hollis got caught using her elbow a little too much. That is her first personal foul. Team foul number four against Paragould. And their third turnover of the night. Addison Yates checking into the game for the first time for Mountain Home, replacing Anna Grace Foreman. Gates, a 5'8 sophomore. 2:10 left in the first quarter. Mountain Home with a chance to either cut it to one or possibly tie it on this possession. Husky walks the ball into the front court, throws over to Martin on the right side. Now ball goes back up top to Husky. She'll take the screen from Penn, drill to the right side. Finds Penn on the low block, going up for the jumper off the glass, no good. Gilbert gets the offensive rebound. Well, for a moment she had it. Now she's going to be tied up. It will be Mountain Home's basketball on the possession arrow with 1:42 left in the first quarter. Paragould up 10-7. Gilbert will inbound the ball on the baseline. Before she does, Paragould will bring in Katie Powell, as Taylor Beasley will take a seat. Powell, a 5'6 senior. Gilbert inbounds it to Martin. She has it on the left wing. Now dribbles up towards the top. Throws over to the left side to Husky. Husky drills down towards the corner. Now back out on the wing. Trying to figure out where she goes to go with it. Now after she picks up a dribble, ball goes back to Penn. Now to Husky. Now Martin has it between the circles. She'll dribble over to the right wing. Gives it there to Gilbert. Finds Gates going down into the paint, and she's going to be called for the travel. Third turnover against Mountain Home. Anna Grace Foreman checking back in, replacing Kyra Penn. 1:20 left in the first quarter. Paragould with the ball, leading 10-7. Brengard will walk the ball across the half-court stripe. Dribbles towards the right side. Now gives it to Benefield in the corner. She dribbles out to the wing. Throws it up top to Powell. Powell dribbles to the left side. Up top to Dupuy. Over to Brengard on the right. Cross court to Powell. Now up top to Dupuy. Back over to Benefield on the right side. She drills into the lane. Going up for the layup. It goes in. Byeth Benefield now with 5 points. 12-7. Paragould leading it. 40 seconds left in the first quarter. Leah Jackson going to check in for Mountain Home at the next available time, which may be the end of the quarter because the Mountain Home may hold for the last shot of this period. Looks like 30 seconds left. Martin still dribbling near the half-court stripe. Still dribbling. No one goes out there on her. 15 seconds. Now she drills to the left wing. Ball goes to Yates up top. Now she's going into the lane, going up for the layup, hits the bottom of the backboard, no good, and the rebound comes to Paragould, 5 seconds. Benfield takes the pass into the front court, now goes to Powell in the left corner with her shot going up to try to beat the buzzer. It will not go, and we have reached the end of the first quarter. After 8 minutes of play, our score, Paragould leading Mountain Home 12-7. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weakened or your aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.